It was the summer of 2009, a regular Thursday afternoon. I was sitting in the drawing room painting my magenta aster. Things were in their routine motion, until the serene silence was suspended by my older cousin's joyful proclamation. "It's final! I just bought 5 tickets. We're going to the Law of Attraction workshop this weekend." The Law of Attraction workshop sounds interesting, I thought to myself. I've always loved reading quotes on brainyquote.com and inspiring novels like Nobody's Perfect, but just never had a chance to attend a motivational seminar before. But after attending this mind power workshop and watching the movie The Secret, I've truly fathomed the meaning underlying my all-time favorite quote. "It's not what you look at that matters, it's what you see." I believe in viewing life through the lens of optimism and attracting the desired outcomes through positive thoughts and emotions. Everyone has good and bad moments. It's the nature of life, but it ultimately comes down to a matter of choice. I can moan over getting a speeding ticket on a dull rainy day, over a relationship that didn't work out, over a rejection letter from the school of my dreams, or I can be grateful for dodging a potentially fatal accident, think that perhaps relationship didn't work out for the better, and that maybe I got rejected because I was meant to flourish at some other great university. Either way, the reality may not change, but the latter choices can definitely enhance the coming experiences. Oftentimes, such a concept is ridiculed as quote-unquote self-help nonsense, but I believe in it because I've experienced it firsthand. In 9th grade, I had to make a poster including 15 goals that I want to accomplish over the course of my life. Of course, becoming a neurosurgeon, having a big fat Indian wedding, and buying a house on the lakeside are not things that can be achieved overnight. But thanks to the positive approach strategy, all the short-term goals have been fulfilled. Here are a few examples. As a freshman, I decided to try out for the girls' tennis team, even though I had never held a tennis racket in my hand before. Every day, I would go out on the courts and fail. My uncle urged me to quit, but I believed that I would improve and make the team. And this is Metactin's girls' tennis team we're talking about. Pac-10 champions for 6 consecutive years. That year, the team had the highest tryout rate it had ever seen in the entire decade. It was nearly impossible, and yet, it happened. I made the team and have improved tremendously since that day. Another instance occurred the following year. One day, as I was looking through the course planning guide, I spotted a section captioned Senior Awards Night. The little ambitious sophomore in me had fantasized the event way beyond proportions. I would repeatedly think of the event and imagine myself standing on that stage receiving an award until the day finally came, when I was one of the few juniors to be recognized at the Senior Awards Night. My family and I moved to the United States from Mumbai 5 years ago, and although it didn't really take that long for me to adjust academically and make new friends, there was always a part of me that longed for that warm and fuzzy, close-knit feeling I shared with my friends back home. I would visualize having that same feeling over and over again. And finally, my dreams came true when I came to Penn State. I've truly found my Mumbai right here in Happy Valley. Now, had I let myself be disappointed during the lows and not kept an optimistic outlook, would have I had the opportunity to be a part of the state's second-ranking high school tennis team? Would I have received the Princeton Book Award? Would I have found such a wonderful group of friends whom I call our family right now? The answers to these questions may forever remain a mystery, but what is certain is that I have the power to achieve all I'll ever want through my unwavering will and my positive attitude. That is what I believe in. I believe in not simply seeing the glass half empty or half full, but going a step further and filling up that half-filled glass.